life here began in there, out there. The life out here, in here. There are those who believe that life in out in here began. No, it's right. Life out here, out there began. There are those who believe. Oh, forget it.
And now, Ripoff Productions proudly brings you...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
Any resemblance this show may bear to previous science fiction movies and TV series is purely coincidental, except for the parts we stole.
And now, Act One of...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
Come on, old damn it, sir.
Hmm? Oh, it's you, Colonel Bowtie. What do you want?
Well, sir, as the highest ranking of the only two colored officers on board...
Now, Bowtie. You know you aren't token colored people. You were just the only two to sneak past the guard when we had to flee our home planet. That's all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hmm. And Bowtie, if you happen to see our token, the Oriental chappie who also sneaked aboard, give him my respects, would you? I do it myself, but it would look bad to the crew, you understand.
Yes, sir. I surely will, sir.
That will be all, Bowtie.
Thank you, sir. But, sir, what about them nylons?
What nylons?
Them that's attacking the cattle farm, sir.
Attacking a cattle farm? Quickly, Bowtie, send in our three best warmongers.
There'd be Captain Napoleon and Lieutenant Starduck and She-Bang, right, boss?
Naturally. They're the only ones with star billing. Now I want them here within 5 minute-ons.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
How did he ever get on board, anyway? Oh, well, at least he shines shoes. Captain's log. Stardate 340... Oh, wrong show. Journal of the Cattle Farm Galactica. Entry 1999. After fleeing from the enemy nylons for 6 month-ons, I feel that we may finally have a chance for survival. According to scanner reports, the nylons are amassing their entire strength for one final attack upon the cattle farm. However, since they are mere machines, and thus infinitely inferior to us human-type flesh and blood creatures, we will probably win. Besides, it's our show, not theirs. Even so, I can't escape a deep feeling of dread. I keep thinking back to the day we had to leave our home planet, Betelgeuse 4.
Oh, damn it! How dare you come in this late?
Medusa? Medusa, my wife. What are you doing here? I thought that you were killed on Betelgeuse 4.
I was, you turkey-on. This is a flashback. Remember you were thinking of the day you were forced to leave your home planet? Well, this is it.
Oh... But if this is...
Now shut up and listen to me. As I was saying, how dare you come in this late? Don't you know it's 3 o'clock on in the morning? What will the neighbors think? What will my relatives think?
But Medusa, the nylons are attacking the colonies. They're decimating our fleet and strafing our towns. They're bombing our cities and burning our crops. They're poisoning our water, contaminating our food, polluting our atmosphere, and they're even holding our best-looking actress for ransom. But I have come to rescue you. God only knows why. And take you to a shining planet known as New York.
Oh, damn it! The stories you come up with. You've been hitting the whiskey on again, haven't you? Nylons in a shining planet known as New York, indeed. Oh, if my mother, may the Lords of Snowball rest her soul. If my mother could hit me now, she would.
You know, I'm beginning to be thankful the nylons attacked.
Hi, Dad.
Appalling. Starduck. Shebang. What are you doing in my flashback?
This isn't your flashback anymore, Commander Father, sir. This is the present again.
Oh. Well, what took you three so long?
Sorry we're late, Dad, but we had to quell an uprising among the peasants. Passengers. They were rebelling about some minor issue. Not enough food or something silly like that.
And how did you stop them, Appalling?
Well, it was Starduck's idea, actually. Tell him, Starduck.
Well, we shot them, sir.
Very good, men. Oh, and woman, the less of that rabble we have around, the better.
But, Commander, I thought our mission was to save the last remnants of humanity from the evil Nylons.
Well, shebang, it is, of course. But how can we do that if they keep on rebelling just because they haven't eaten for 3 months on?
Oh, now I get it.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now, back to business. Men, and a woman too, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that the Nylons are attacking in full force, and we have a chance to blast them out of the sky. The bad news is, after our last game of basketball on, you three are the only warmongers we have left in any condition to fly.
Oh, that's all right, Commander. I think we can handle it. Come on, men. Man, and, well, no, well, come on, you two. Let's go kill those dirty, mechanical, evil, commie, heathen, immoral, inhuman, shiny-faced, ugly, oil-breathed, rusty, pinko, funny-looking, wastebasket-shaped, slime-mold, brain, ridiculously programmed, poorly designed, un-American, faultily built, faultily built...
What's the matter, Starduck? Run out of insults?
No, I sort of forgot who I was talking about.
You by any chance remember the Nylons?
Nylons. Oh, you mean those dirty, mechanical, evil, commie, heathen, immoral, inhuman...
Good thinking, shebang. But where did you get that garlic salami to shove down his throat?
Well, ever since I met Starduck, I've carried one around for just such emergencies. After a few seconds, he should realize he has a salami in his mouth, swallow it whole, and go back to being quiet.
Shebang, I don't know what we'd do without you.
But what about the Nylons?
Yes, she has lovely legs, hasn't she?
No, I mean the enemy Nylons, who are even now attacking the last remnants of humanity to utterly destroy the last stronghold of good and decency, which they utterly hate because they are dirty, mechanical, evil, commie, heathen, immoral, inhumans.
Shebang, how many salamis do you have?
That was my last one.
Then we better leave before they realize their mouths look like kosher delicatessens.
Oh, Commander, you're so smart.
Shebang, why don't you come to my cabin? I have some night maneuvers I'd like to go over with you.
Oh, Commander. Oh, Commander.
Starduck.
Yeah?
How did those salamis get in their mouths?
How should I know? I can't even remember what I was talking about.
They were delicious, though, weren't they?
I don't know. Mine had too much garlic.
Will the Nylons destroy the cattle farm Galactica? Can Shebang find any more garlic salamis? Will Colonel Bowtie join the Black Panthers? Does anybody really care? Find out the answer to these questions and much, much less if you're gullible enough to watch Act 2 of...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
You're the one, you are the only reason at McDelly's and Sons, where we take pride in serving to all big salami, special lox, lettuce, onions, bagels, on the sesame seed, matzo.
Hey!
So you deserve a break already. Come on over to McDelly's and try our big ivy.
Welcome back for Act 2 of...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
As you remember, and are doubtless trying to forget, in Act 1, the Cattle Farm Galactica was about to be attacked by the evil Nylons. Commander O'Dammit wanted to send an attack force to defeat the Nylon fleet, but only three warmongers, Captain Appalling, Lieutenant Starduck, and Shebang, were still able to fight after the Cattle Farm's last game of basketball on. We now take you on board the Nylon base ship.
So, Commandant O'Dammit will not expect our attack this time, huh? Ach, I am much too clever for him, or my name is not Baldar. Musfer, bring me the latest printout of our battle strategy.
Here they are, your baldness.
I told you never to call me that, you reject from a Walt Disney movie.
I apologize, oh hairless one.
Much better, much better. Was? Was ist? Musfer, what is this? What do you mean they can't attack? We have much better ships, higher technology, more ammunition, landing basement airlocks. What's wrong that we can't attack?
Well, Your Eggliness, the show is called Cattle Farm Galactica, which implies that they are the good guys, and ergo, we are the bad guys. And it is a well-known axiom that on American television, the good guys always win.
What are you, a spy?
Negatory, O one who closely resembles Kojak. My statement is based on a careful study of every American TV show ever made.
Ah, how depressing. Well then, we must come up with a plan. Ah, I know, we must become good guys.
I'm afraid there's a flaw in that plan, sir. We cannot become good guys.
And why not?
Two reasons, O great round head. One, we Nylons are all machines, which to the typical American TV producer's mind means that we are automatically evil. Two, you have that outrageously silly accent, which means that you are either evil or stupid, probably both.
Oh. Well then, there is only one thing left to do.
And what is that?
Attack them immediately!
Right away, O one who will never have to worry about that.
Meanwhile, back at the cattle farm...
Ripoff Productions would like to apologize for that last pun on the cliche, meanwhile, back at the ranch. Absolutely no wordplay of any type was intended. We would like to explain to the audience that our scriptwriter was a bit stoned when he wrote the line, and has meanwhile come to his senses and apologized. In fact, he has just written a replacement line to be used instead of the abomination just uttered, so we can now return you to the show.
Meanwhile, in Outer Mongolia... Well, it's better than meanwhile back on the cattle farm.
I'm sorry, Boomerang, but I'm afraid I just cannot allow you to fly on this next mission. You still haven't completely recovered from the last game of basketball on.
Say what? Check out that honky. This is one of the best diaper pilots on board. If any dude should be on that mission, it should be this one right here.
I know you're one of our best pilots, Boomerang. You know, funky, get down, that sort of thing. After all, it does help to have natural rhythm. But, well, it just isn't the same since you lost your legs.
Man, Colonel Bowtie's gonna hear about this. Wait a minute. Those diapers is fully automated. You don't need no legs to fly them.
Yes, you do. How are you gonna work the pedal that operates the braking flaps?
Braking flaps? Braking flaps don't work in no vacuum, no how.
They don't? Huh. Maybe that's why we've lost so many warmongers. All this time, I thought they were deserting. All right, Boomerang, you may go on this mission.
All right, I finally get a chance to kill those dirty, mechanical, evil, commie, heathen, immoral...
Those people are nothing but trouble. Next, the Oriental is going to be demanding equal rights, too.
Shut up! Meanwhile, in Starduck's cabin...
Cantaloupe, I have to go now. It's a very dangerous mission and I may never return. But I don't want you crying for me to stay. There are some things that a man's just gotta do.
That's all right with me, big boy. Go ahead and kill the Nylons.
Now, it's no use telling me to stay because I won't... What?
I said it's all right. Go ahead.
But I may never return. I may be killed or worse, captured by Nylons and forced to become Baldar's chief head massager. Those nylon metal hands must be awfully hard on the scalp.
So what if you're captured? You think I care?
But what about our relationship? What about you when you told me you loved me?
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess I still love you, too, Starduck.
You guess? Well, okay, but what if I die?
Too bad.
Too bad? Cantaloupe, when I first met you, you were a cheap hooker-on, on a planet pulls pants off. Look what all I've done for you. Now you're a respected head nurse-on who helps all patients recover and live happily on this great and wonderful cattle farm of ours.
That's right. And on my head nurse-on salary, I can buy and sell you, Starduck.
Well, Starduck, come on, it's time to kill the Nylons. The diapers are all freshly shined up, the fleet is ready, it's a beautiful day, the Nylons are about to come within range, and besides, it's just about time for the second commercial break. What better time to attack?
Appalling.
Yeah?
Have a salami.
Stay tuned for Act 3 of...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
I'm getting a little tired of that same theme music.
In which you will find the answers to these stunning questions.
Will Appalling, Starduck, and Shebang manage to kill the Nylons? Will Boomerang find his legs again? Will Baldar manage to overcome his accent and become a good guy? Will Cantaloupia go back to Starduck? Why do lemmings hurl themselves off of cliffs into the sea? What is the secret of the Great Pyramid of Giza? Is it true that Richard Nixon once...
garlic. We pause for these commercial messages.
Where's what?
Commercial messages.
It's on now?
Yeah, it's on now.
Oh, I thought we were charging about
it. You're an idiot. Well, don't hit me. You're looking for it. Okay, well, find the bloody thing. I found it. Bring it in.
Darling, you know I love you. And remember that wherever I may be, our hearts will always be together.
Oh, Reginald.
I shall return for you, my darling. Remember me.
Oh, Reginald, don't leave me. Now take me in your arms and hold me. Oh, Reginald. Oh, Reginald.
Oh, God.
That was last week's movie.
They're going to kill us.
Station identification. Good idea.
Okay, let's try that.
Down there.
Okay.
We pause for station identification.
This is a station.
Good enough.
And now back to Cattle Farm Galactica. What the heck is going on over there?
Give me back the other half of that garlic salami. Give it back. I'll pound. Oh,
we're being taped. Sorry. Yes. A brief summary of the plot so far. We're winning. And now, Act 3 of...
Cattle Farm Galactica.
Look, I'm getting a little tired of that same theme music. Now, can't we change it or something?
Shut up!
The launching pad of the Cattle Farm Galactica, where the warmongers are readying their diapers for the impending Nylon attack.
Come on, Starduck. Can't be all that bad. No woman ever meant that much to you. Why should Cantaloupia be any different?
Well, because of all the girls I've ever known, she's the most sensitive, most beautiful, most intelligent. Besides, she owes me 15 buckhorns.
Look, Starduck, you aren't the only one ever to have lost a woman you love. Oh, I can still remember the last day I saw my wife Serpentina. What was that?
That was your flashback music, Appalling.
You mean, I get a flashback too? Hey, neat! Gee, thanks, Mr. Narrator, sir. If there's ever anything
just
I can do...
Just get on with it.
Oh, sorry.
Appalling, is that you?
Serpentina, what happened? Wait a minute. Why did I ask that? I know what happened.
Yes, but this is a flashback, remember? You're supposed to act like it's the present.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a bit new at this.
That's okay, but back to the plot. Appalling, I'm afraid I don't have long to live.
What happened? Did the Nylon shoot you? Boy, wait till I get my hands on those dirty, mechanical, evil, commie, immoral, heathen.
No, inhuman. No, Appalling. It wasn't the Nylons. I sort of... I forgot that braking flaps don't work in a vacuum.
Oh, no. Not you, too.
I'm afraid so, Appalling. Now listen, I want you to take care of our son Baggy, and please...
But Serpentina, you can't die now.
Sure I can. Watch.
No, wait. Just think back to the day we were married.
Oh, Appalling, we're finally married.
Yes, Serpentina, and you know, it seems like only yesterday that I proposed to you on that beautiful summer day on Gazebo 3. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
I guess it wasn't quite as beautiful as I remembered.
Oh, Appalling, you really want to marry me? I don't know what to say. I don't know what I should say.
Say yes, Serpentina. I've always loved you, ever since the first day we met.
Hi, I'm Serpentina. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Captain Appalling.
diaper pilot, and all-around good guy. Say, do you remember
Hold on here. How many flashbacks do you plan to have?
Sorry. I guess I sort of got carried away.
Well, flash forward this very minute, or I'll see to it that you are carried away.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Serpentina.
Goodbye, Apollo.
Goodbye, Serpentina.
Goodbye, Apollo.
Goodbye, Serpentina.
Goodbye, Appalling.
Goodbye, Serpentina.
Goodbye, Appalling.
Goodbye, Starduck.
Goodbye, Appalling.
Goodbye. Yeah, who are you?
I am the ghost of Cattle Farm Future.
Ghost of what? Hey, who are you?
My initials are NBC.
What's going on here?
Where am I? You seem to have flashed forward one too far.
Well, flash me out of here right away. This place is so desolate. Good old Peacock Head over there is giving me the creeps.
I'm afraid it might be a bit difficult to flash you back, Apollo.
Difficult? Why?
Well, our harpist has just passed out from exhaustion.
Well, couldn't you make do with some other instrument?
Well, we'll try.
Boys, we'll try anyway. What was that?
Violin.
Oh well, it worked anyway. Hello again, Starduck. Hello to you, Shebang. Finished with the diapers yet?
Yes, Appalling, but I still don't understand why I always have to wash the windows. Why don't any of the other warmongers have to do
that? Well, Shebang, you're the only female warmonger aboard, and we all know that it's woman's work to wash the diapers. Get it? Wash the diapers?
Oh, now I get it.
I wish she'd stop saying that.
Daddy, can I come with you on your diaper? Please, can I? Oh, gosh darn, I'd love to go. Come on, Daddy, please, can I? Stay here,
no,
Daddy,
no,
please,
Peggy, you know you can't come with us this time. I have to go out and kill evil nylons. You go play with Shove It, your pet robot aardvark
on. But I don't understand. Daddy, why do we have to kill the nylons? Why can't we just make friends with them? Wouldn't it be nice
Shut up, kid! Who put those commie ideas in your head, the things these kids think of these days? Now get out of here! Take this stupid aardvark on with you. Just ate one of the diapers.
Part 2 of Cattle Farm Galactica is on the other side of this tape.
So don't turn it over and you'll be spared the torture.
Would you get out of here!